is a spirit involved? Yeah, but see, the spirit has to connect you, doesn't it? If the spirit isn't involved, you don't. So are you suggesting then that it's possible that one of the ways we come to know this tender essence of a person is that they are revealed to us by the spirit? You know, I believe that a mother has virtually always sensed that divine center of her children. And I think this comes very early. I think when a mother holds a baby, I think there is a process there where that child is revealed to the mother. I don't think the mother ever gets over it. I think that that is the fundamental basis of maternal bonding. That is why when others may regard a child as a fractious rastel or, you know, see her misbehavior, she sees that child almost through different eyes because she knows that child's vulnerability, dependence, its vulnerable center, you see. And I think that's the essence of maternal love. Now, are there any other things which you might glean from these examples? Some other things. One of the things you've already said is that Ellen Warner pointed out is that we may experience this vulnerable center at the time when we also witness their vulnerability, don't we? They sort of let their vulnerability hang out. You know,
any other things, any other observations? Up, John.
You think if you've suffered in life, that makes you better able to see people's vulnerable center? You know what that's called? The atonement principle. How does he understand a sufferer?
And same thing applies to you. If you live a life, if you suffer, you know, when I was younger, there was a couple of sayings that were going around. Without a hurt, the heart is hollow. And, you know, you've heard those things. And there's other trouble with others.
But basically, that's the common.
You know, it's interesting. Well, let me just tell you that, you know, I always think of that Exodus 3 thing, take off my shoes that are on holy ground. When I had the opportunity, it is clearly, first it's momentary in the danger to the reality, but it is clearly a spiritual experience. I mean, there's no question about being a spiritual experience.
And in fact, you, the feelings that are conjured up, it's almost like the real process is not so much of having to learn to love one. The real process is having to learn to be able to see them. See, to understand them, see. And like you say, it's just unusually warm feelings. And by the way, what are those feelings? Whatever charity you have is unmasked. You see, they are the charity you have. You feel that they can flow.
But I think this allows you to feel your charity.
It's in those circumstances when you actually perceive that person. See, it's hard to love people that are in that accusing mode or in that false identity mode. Very, very, very difficult. Because they
repel somebody. But can you understand? Why don't we could look past that?
It's so hard. I could tend to stir it, but I won't. It would betray and then to that missionary.
Anyway. All right. Anyway, I think maybe enough of that. Now, let me, in fact, what I think I'm going to do is quit here. But I think you're ready now to answer this most important question. Specifically, how does charity or the gift of charity manifest itself in us if we are to acquire? Now, for example, if by some magic you were able to suddenly receive the gift of charity to an advanced degree, what would you do? What would you be like? How would you be different than you are now? What specific ability might you have? Let's say that you all of a sudden had charity too. Okay? That you had advanced charity too. What ability, what would you be like? What abilities would you have? Well, you'd say, I have the ability to love. I would, see, we've already said you would have the welfare of other people before you're called, couldn't you? So, any other abilities?
Overcome fears.
Why does perfect love cast out all fear?
because your self-esteem, your spiritual self-esteem is so high when you have perfect charity that you're not afraid of anything. Not afraid of anything. You see, there's nothing that's because you just, you know people and so. See, let me ask you a question. What would it be like if you have the ability to constantly see people as they really are underneath all of the worldly trappings? What if you experienced this revelation of others constantly? What if this revelation came to you continually, even though the individual showed no outward clue as to their true identity? Even if their tender center were very deep under a literal pyre of worldly justifications and false identity. Even if they had a difficult and disagreeable outward personality. What if you constantly sensed the vulnerability and true identity of all people? If we did have this ability, what type of feelings for others and actions toward others would we be likely to harbor?
We would have charity.
So you know what? I think that is
the gift of charity.
The most important thing I'll say today is I think the gift of charity is the spiritual gift that allows us to see through, to penetrate the outer shell,
the complex and disagreeable, difficult, porcupine outer shell, and to see into the fiery keeping. I think that is the essence of charity.
When God gives us that ability, and how does that come? By perceiving their light. Does Christ have charity? Yes. Does he perceive us perfectly? What about the drug addict that hates God and is past feeling? Does Jesus Christ see through his outer shell?
Perfect. But see, what we usually do, if you're like me anyway, we glimpse it, but then it's gone. So, you know what I mean? But what if we had that ability constantly? See, I think there is the very essence of charity. You know, that's a very interesting thing. Is there a Venus-Mars phenomenon that comes to where men's outer traffic? Two different questions before us. Number one, is it easier to see theirs, and is also easier for them to see others? That's the question. But see, they're two different questions. Well, Sister Pomeroy's thing suggested, do you think women are easier to read? That is, can you see their vulnerable sensibilities? And you're raising yet another question. Is that women are more gifted in seeing. And where do they get that ability? You think motherhood helps them with that ability?
I used to. And I think it may, you'd say it's a gift that comes to women, but I think it's almost when a woman has had children, I think that teaches her a powerful lesson about charity. And I don't think she knows exactly what's happened, but I think she has charity for that child and she never forgets the experience. It impacts her whole life. It changes her.
You think there's the Venus Mars thing here? Are you saying if we have a person who is almost past feeling?
Yes.
Is it possible to see into the very problem why?
Yes. See, the answer is, obviously it is, because Christ can. See, if he has perfect charity. Now, the question is, though, if Christ can see, can he reach them with his love? I mean, can he impact? And that's another subject that we probably ought to consider just for a minute, is what effect does God's love have on a person? And remember that why I say what effect does God's love is, can you develop charity? God's charity is what we're talking about. Can you develop charity? So might you have the same effect that God can on other people? Let's study just for a minute. Let's just consider just for a minute. I have planned to get onto this, but it looks like we got just a minute to do that before noon. But let's just talk for a minute. What happens then if, you see, let me go back just a little bit. And this is why we talked about like first. Every attribute of God, let's talk about man, Jesus Christ. Every one of his attributes is represented in that light that emanates out from him and fills the immensity of space. Okay, every attribute he has is in that light. Now, is that charity in that light? Yes. Now, the question is, that light plays upon us. Now, for example, as I stand here, I'm standing in the universe, and therefore Christ's charity is part of the light that is bathing me. Now, The question is, can I feel it? What has to be necessary? What is necessary to have to be able to feel the light? In other words, what is necessary for us to be able to respond to the light of Christ? From that light have any effect on me at all? Can your madness past beating feel the light? Well, you have to have the Spirit's influence. You have to be worthy in the Spirit, you see. Because if you're not worthy of the Spirit, if you're not obedient, if you're not striving to be obedient, he can't reach. Your man, for example, can't be reached by God's love. He may not be reachable by your love. Is it possible that you would try to love a person, you would really have that person revealed to you, and yet he doesn't respond? He doesn't respond. He's still bitter. He's still false. He's still accusing. He's still angry. He still has a false identity. You can't help him. Is that possible? It is. See, is it possible that God himself cannot help? It is, and it happens, you see. And that's what. But see, if the person responds to the light, though, if the Holy Ghost is there, then the person will benefit. Now, what does God's light do to that tender center, do you think? As God's light fades that center, if the Spirit's involved, what does God's light do to that tender center? It tends to blunt the cravings, the naggings, the pulls, the harpings of the natural self. It tends to blunt those. It tends to make the person feel good about themselves. It changes their spiritual self-esteem so that they're more inclined to obey. See, that's what God's love does for us. It tends to invite us home. It tends to make us obedient and invite us home. See? But again, the Spirit has to be there for that to happen. Oh, yeah.
Like I said, this has been a significant experience for me. I'd learned a lot about myself. And Blythe, where you say there's good news and bad news, I learned a lot about myself. And most of it's bad news. I got a long ways personally to go in the area of charity. I see in my wife substantially more charitable interaction than I do in myself. But I never heard. I'm learning. And I think that that's the way we all are. I think we need to begin now to learn and skip. There is no more begging to skip. You know, you remember that feeling? I think it's 1 John 4:8 where it says, God is love. God is charity. You know what he wants you to be? Charity. He wants you to be charity. He wants you. See, that is his command to you, just to become charitable. That is the ultimate command, is to become charitable. And if you love God, you must love your fellow man. You must become charitable. And this is the essence of the gospel. And then it'll be said of you, you are love, you know, if you have charity. Now, I don't think any of us is going to acquire this gift of perfection and mortality. I don't think so. This is difficult. We're missing the tough. But we have to go down that path. And I pray that you will all start now, that you'll become aware of these things, and that you will know, remind yourself and slap yourself on the back, you know, up the back of the neck when you disobey. I mean, I want you to become aware when you disobey. And literally, let me tell you, every single day, this is not a pie in the sky thing, this principle. Every single day, you'll have an opportunity to interact with people, and you'll feel this obedience versus disobedience thing. You'll feel it every day. You'll have an opportunity to either obey or do the natural thing. You see, disobey. It happens every day. That you will engage in this process better than I have done, I pray. I also am so deeply grateful for the gospel of Jesus Christ, or the insight. You realize that no one else has the insight in you. In this area, there's a lot of human insights, but no one has the completely unified, that we're trying to become like God. That's all we're trying to do. And nobody to really grasp you except those that have the gospel. I know with all my heart that it's true, and I read that with you means Jesus Christ.